Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. We also appreciate everybody that's going over to the Facebook page for the show, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and signing up and following us over there. And remember, you can also follow us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, on Twitter, and on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S in the middle, America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're joined right now by Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California, IA. And we're going to get over here and go to Mr. Kyle. Mr. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
You betcha. And we're having a great time in the neighborhood. And let's say the pledge. Are you ready to say the pledge? All right, hold on. Let me calm the group down here. Okay, guys, we'll see you now. Okay, thank you. All right, there they go. All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we found a news story that I think is of very grave importance here because of what it's about. It's about our mail, correct?
Well, that's right, Captain. We're understanding that the U.S. Postal Service has found out about a huge amount of mail fraud that has taken place that evidently involves some notorious gangs, of all things. And this has to do with people intercepting checks and mail, checks in the mail, that is, and then quickly depositing them into various accounts, quickly taking out the money before the financial institutions know that there's been fraud committed, and, of course, making off with the funds. And they believe this totals up to some $5 million in losses.
You know, I told you off air that this kind of jives with something that happened to me a couple of years ago. We had some people walking through the neighborhood putting like these little magazines, you know how they stick them in the mailbox?
Right.
Or not mail, I'm sorry, they weren't magazines. They were like advertising flyers, okay? And when they were doing that, after they came in and they did that, some people noticed, because people still do get some checks by mail, people noticed that their checks were gone. Like, for example, their Social Security or their retirement check was gone. And I stopped getting checks in the mail a long time ago when it comes to that sort of stuff. It goes right in my bank account, which is what I would recommend anybody does.
Well, that's right. These days, having direct deposits, even if you want to pay somebody, you can use one of the services that
sure.
banks provide as well to be able to avoid this very thing. I've seen this happen. I've dealt with check fraud when vendors are paid and so forth, and sometimes they don't get their check, and then we find out that somebody intercepted it. And then you go through a process with the bank in order to rectify that. But it is inconvenient, and it could also be very damaging. And, of course, the criminals get the money. That's the big part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I've got an update on the hurricane rescue and recovery here in Florida. They've made well over 4,000 rescues, just rescues. And, unfortunately, the death toll has gone up to 123 with many more people missing. They're not telling us how many. They're just saying there's many more people missing. I have reason to believe that that death toll is going to go high enough to where it's probably going to be the worst storm to ever hit Florida in terms of people dying.
Yes, most unfortunately so, because, of course, there's so much more to sift through in the aftermath. And so, unfortunately, we will see that number go higher, I'm afraid.
Well, they're starting to find bodies, and I hate to be so gruesome, but I have to be. They found an entire family trapped in a house that was in the water. And as they were going into the water to pull the house out to see what was going on, that's when they discovered the bodies.
Yes, exactly. And because all of these things are, as the storm pushes debris and so forth all, you mm-hmm. know, together, you just don't know. And it is a painstaking process. Yes.
Yes, indeed. So thoughts and prayers go out to everybody. But things are getting better. They've got a lot of the power back down there. They've got a couple of the roads that were in serious question open at least one way to get trucks and items over onto the Outer Barrier Islands as well as along the coastline there in some places. And there was quite the convoy. I think you saw the picture I posted of the Publix
yes.
trucks with the American flags on them. They had
yes,
big American
yes, exactly.
flags up on the driver's side. That really looked sharp to see that coming down the street headed into the neighborhoods for the grocery stores.
Yes, it really, really yep. did. And by the way, Captain, there's about 75,000 people out of power in Florida now. Most of those are in Lee County. That's the lion's share. About 3,500 still out in Charlotte County.
Yeah, that's Fort Myers. Okay, here comes the music. Hold on there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, and I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain, and we are here rolling along on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. You heard me talk about them. They're the real deal. And I've been taking this product religiously for well over 8 years right now for one simple reason. It works. And if it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it, because that's the way I operate. Now, if you got muscle aches or pain from whatever your daily job is or whatever your problems have been in the past, or maybe you have got a nagging injury that gives you that pain that you just can't seem to get rid of with your back or your neck or your shoulder or your legs or your hip or your knee or your ankle or your wrists or whatever, this is a product, ladies and gentlemen, that will help you. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it started to see if it'll work. That's about a dollar a day. Now, the reason it works is because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is all natural, no drugs, no narcotics in this, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers and eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on by going right straight to the source. So, check it out by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start, and I bet you it's going to work for you. Because as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, there he is. There he is. And oh, by the way, folks, if you want to help the Hurricane Ian survivors, I have teamed up with my radio station, my flagship station here, Salem Media Group Tampa, with Food for the Poor. And if you want to help provide relief for the Hurricane Ian survivors, all you got to do is go to one of our websites for the stations I'm on, theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. Click on the Hurricane Ian relief banner that's there and give whatever you can. No amount is too small. Just give whatever you can. Or you can go to your phone and text the word Tampa to 41444. That's Tampa on your phone, 41444. And again, give whatever you can. No amount is too small. All right. Well, Kyle, I got to read something here because prices around the countryside now are starting to go ridiculous. What's the price of gasoline where you're at?
Well, it's at least $6.39 and actually approaching $7 depending on where you are in Orange County here.
It's not going to get cheap anytime soon. Thank you, Joe Biden, for his asinine way of doing business and the stupid excuses they've got for not wanting to go after our oil. We have got to vote these bums out of office that created this mess. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll say this again. Your wallet should be determining how you vote this time. Your wallet. Because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Pollsters who touted a Democratic comeback over the summer, remember? You heard all that?
Oh, yes.
Are now conceding that this year's elections look much better for the Republicans because of one thing, gasoline prices.
That's exactly right. Because, again, this is something that's readily observable and something that everybody feels literally every day. Not just if you have to put gas in your car that day, but you're driving by the gas stations every day and looking at the prices and saying, how much, you know, where's the ceiling for this?
And it's no wonder. It's no wonder. I mean, have you been to the grocery store lately, anybody? The same basket of groceries you bought last year is now noticeably pricier than it was just 6 months, 9 months, 10 months, a year ago. And every trip you take to the gas station has got to cause sticker shock. People with pacemakers must be just about passing out at the gas pump.
Well, I think so, and you're very right about the grocery store, and because people think, well, I'm going to try to really ride this out. I won't go out to eat so much. I won't spend like that, because going out to eat is also incredibly expensive nowadays. But you go to the grocery store, and you get the same kind of sticker shock. It's like there's nowhere to run, but meanwhile, you've got the Democrats telling you how wonderful everything is, and we're in the middle of a grand transition into electric cars or something. But, you know, that doesn't help people at all.
Well, everywhere you look, we've got apprehension. We've got malaise. We've got the grim unease that characterizes an era of diminished economic expectations. People are just shaking their head going, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can keep my house, keep my car, buy food. I don't know. And they're serious when they say it. And by the way, at our southern border, Democrats still justify or even enable the blatant violation of our laws by letting everybody and anybody in.
Well, sure, it's becoming a destabilizing factor that was such as we've never really seen before. We don't know what all the effects are going to be, but it seems that taken in total, you have the Democrat administration, Democrat leaders in Congress that seem to be exacerbating the chaos that any reasonable person would say, stop, this doesn't make any sense.
And in our major cities, nobody feels secure anymore but the criminals. All the videos we see from the street videos and the security videos, people getting beat up, people getting stabbed, people getting shot, it's happening all too much. We've seen way too many videos of horrendous acts of random violence. The time for that is to stop. If we need more police officers to enforce the laws, then that's what we need. I don't want to hear anybody going, defund the police, when you got a crime situation going on in your city that you can't control. These idiots that are out there doing that, starting with AOC, hello, these idiots that are out there doing that, they need to go out, get rid of their bodyguards, and try walking the street by themselves.
Well, certainly. And for example, if you're in Philadelphia, as I understand, there's
murder capital of the country.
That's right, and I believe I'm correct in remembering that so they've had about 1,000 carjackings so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is off the charts, and the demonization of police is not just about defunding the police, but it's about demonizing police in general. That seems to fuel this whole thing, and to not not pursue the criminals, get them out with no bail. I mean, you name it, it's one thing after another that is just absolutely hard on law-abiding citizens.
Now, here's the thing that I know, that I see, and you can either choose to agree or tell me if you don't why you don't. I believe the voters are afraid, especially in these cities. There's no solutions from the Democrats and the president's party, no solutions at all. And just dodging the questions and the loud, angry denunciations of those who push back against this radical agenda coming from the Democrats is not going to work. Election Day, Kyle, can't come soon enough. I still see the red wave coming.
I do believe there is a red wave coming. I think especially for the House of Representatives, that's a done deal. To what degree in the Senate the Republicans might hold or gain power will still remains to be seen. However, you mentioned solutions, Captain. You know, it's the Democrat Party and the Democrat administration, they don't have solutions. In fact, all they'll tell you is, well, the border is secure. You know, and they really...
Yeah, give me a break, right?
Well, right, because again, it's just what they pontificate from the podium there at the White House press briefing room or whatever the president happens to say something. But so the takeaway is always the border's secure, the economy is strong, right? And the half the country is a threat to the country. This is all they want you to think about before the midterms.
Now, the Uvalde, Texas school district on Friday pulled its embattled campus police force off the job following a wave of new outrage over the hiring of a former Texas state trooper who was part of the hesitant law enforcement response during the May shooting at the Robb Elementary School. Right now, there is no security force at the Uvalde, Texas school district.
And that, of course, it would simply be unacceptable. So I would perchance to think, Captain, they have to have some kind of agreement with some other law enforcement agency.
It would be the sheriff.
Cover for that.
It would
right.
be the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. But obviously, you know, this kind of thing is you can't play around with this and you can't. There's literally this is an emergency situation.
Right, and we're fixing to go on break, and when we come back from that break, folks, we're going to tell you about some pushback coming against Vladimir Putin from insiders inside the Russian government that are saying, hey, Vladdy, you're taking this thing too far. You need to back off, find a way to get out of this and stop threatening people with the nuclear missiles and this, that, and the other. That is what's happening right now in Russia, and we'll get into more detail about that right after we come back from the break, because I do hear, Kyle, the music coming. So hold that thought, folks. I'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition of the program. Don't forget, our program here is all about you, all about me, all about us, all about we, all about Kyle, all about we the people. It's all about we the people and what we can do to take our country back. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a two-and-a-half-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Captain's America Third Watch, tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. Thank you very much there, Mr. Jeff. We appreciate you doing that. Now, our friend Mike Lindell has stocked the shelves again over at MyPillow.com. He's got a lot of new products back in there again, and a lot of the same old that you like, because he had this big sale and did a lot of buy one, get one stuff and cleaned a lot of stuff out. He's got some tremendous prices, and he's got discounts up to 66 2/3% off, you know, 66.7%. But he's also got a lot of 50% offs, and he's got the pillows right now, the My Pillows that everybody loves, for $19.88. So now's the time to buy a pillow and take a look over there on the MyPillow.com radio listener specials page at what else he has over there. Now all you got to do when you go over there is enter the promo code CAPTAIN. Boom, and you're in. That's the Money Saver coupon. And you'll get the special prices over there on all the different items that you'll see that'll pop up with the reduced prices. So, MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to call them and talk to a live person, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Jot that number down for future reference. 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code will always be CAPTAIN. And take advantage of what he's got over there. He's also got the new all-season slippers, which I just got a pair of, and they're great. $29.88. You save 2/3 on that. And they're made a lot differently, a lot stronger, a lot warmer, if you will, than the other slippers were. So, MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, promo code Captain. Try to save some money. And don't forget, Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. You can stock up and have a lot of stuff and take care of everybody in your family and on your wish list. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Joe Biden is the gift that keeps on giving. Exactly when do Joe Biden's unhinged and unauthorized comments become a problem? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think they have been problems ongoing, not the least of which, Captain, is when the president speaks, the assumption is the president is articulating policy. And the president has, of course, talked about how we're going to get militarily involved in defending Taiwan if China attacks, to reunify them and this kind of thing. That had to be walked back. I think not once, but I think twice.
Yeah.
They've had to walk that back. They've had to walk back also the president's comments about Armageddon, it's almost here, something like that. And, of course, that was spoken to donors, presumably to scare them. The president's comments are becoming increasingly more problematic.
Well, I remember back in the early days of his term when he first started, when he would occasionally drop this weird phrase, and I'm going to repeat it. Man, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this. You remember when he said that?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
He said
sure.
it all yeah. the time.
Yeah, Yeah, doesn't it sort of beg the question, how could the president get in trouble for saying something, since the president is the commander-in-chief, he's the where the buck stops?
Well, I don't know about you, but these moments raise questions with me. I was always thinking, who's he going to get in trouble with? And why would the president of all the people be in sort of a tangle for what he says?
Well, that's a very, very good question. What it shows, though, too, is that the president is not really aware fully of policy and the ramifications.
Oh, contraire, my friend. Here's what it shows. It shows, it brings up this big question again. Who is actually running the show and telling Joe what to do?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah, who do you think's doing that?
Well, I mean, you could say there's a cabal, there is, a group of people that might even be linked to somebody like Obama. I mean, we hear all these kinds of things. But generally speaking, any president would know better than to say we're going to get involved militarily with China, directly involved with China. Any president would know better than to try to exacerbate the specter of having a nuclear confrontation. I think those are moments many times when Biden just is losing it.
Well, here's what he said at the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. You ready?
Yeah.
He said, Russian President Vladimir Putin was a guy I know fairly well. And the Russian leader was not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's what he said. That's how he said it. And I remember both the Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. I remember I was in high school. I remember getting under my desk, all the drills we had, like that was going to save us, right?
Right, right.
On your hands and knees with your head pointed to the floor and your butt sticking up in the air to avoid a nuclear attack. Yeah, right, sure.
Well, right. A lot of times you see the films of duck and cover, those kinds of things from that era. But also at the same time, though, a lot of that was designed to show the Soviet Union that no matter what, we're going to absorb a lot of losses, but we're going to have a civil defense program of some sort. And some of that is, for consumption for your enemy. But that being said, the Cuban Missile Crisis was a particular kind of event, but it's not really comparable to today. The situation just isn't exactly the same at all. It's more akin to what it might have been like in the 80s, where you would think the Soviets would launch and then we would launch and this kind of thing. What the president should be doing is trying to de-escalate the situation and not mention the word Armageddon.
Well, little old Frenchie was just jogging around her own words, trying to get out the fact that the president's words are not the White House policy. Did you hear her say that?
Yes, yes.
She said that, and this is what she literally said. She said that Joe Biden's comments are not the position of the Joe Biden administration, but this has become the regular feature with this guy. And the things only become more surreal with each example. For example, what you just said, I'm going to repeat. Joe has repeatedly said the U.S. would defend Taiwan with force. He declared that on 60 Minutes that the, he then declared on 60 Minutes that the pandemic was over this past March. Jen Psaki was charged with the job of softening Biden's call that Putin was a war criminal. The White House team then had to wave off Biden, stating that they would pay off immigrant families an exorbitant sum of a settlement because they were treated so badly in their home countries. Then there was this infamous toss-away line in Warsaw, where he declared Putin could not remain in power. The very next day, it created such a brouhaha that the White House, again, and the press secretary and the department, and that's when they brought Admiral Kirby over, remember?
Right, right.
It became a cavalcade of errors because they were trying once again to unravel the disarray and the unfocused leadership within this administration of all places in the press department, which is supposed to be the sounding board for the president of the United States. They are supposed to know exactly what they were saying. Instead, now do you know what they have on his teleprompter when he talks?
What's that?
Four words. Just do not say blank, and then they use whatever it is not to say. They do.
Oh,
I'm serious they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Captain, you know, we've got at least three people high up in this administration that can't speak extemporaneously on any topic having to do with domestic or foreign policy. That's Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is one of them, too.
There's
and
another
then, of
one.
Course, you've got the White. Yeah. And then the White House press secretary has to go read from a binder in order to correct stuff that they talk about. I mean, this is if it wasn't so serious, it would be funny, you know.
Yeah, and let me see. I've got about 30 seconds here. There are some really good polls coming out right now showing the Republicans' numbers doing extremely well. And one of them is in a very deep, dark blue state called Rhode Island. And in that state, they have a person running for Congress that's way out in front of the Democratic challenger. This is unusual. I hope it stays that way. There's no reason to think it won't, but it looks like as if the Democrats are going to lose a congressional seat to the Republicans in Rhode Island.
And these kinds of things would be massive blows.
Oh, it's huge.
To the Democrat Party. You know, depending on the amount of the red wave and the amount of changeover in the House, it's just going to be humiliating. And it just shows, Captain, that people are looking at reality. They're not listening to the message from the Democrat Party.
Right. Here comes the music. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. What you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Please, baby, can't you see my mind's a burning hell? I got razors ripping and tearing and stripping my heart apart as well. Tonight you told me that you wait for something new. like slave. I've been here before and I'm knocking the door and I'm not going back again. Her eyes and arms and skin won't make it go away. You wake up tomorrow and wrestle the sorrow that holds you down your head. Go on and hold her till the screaming is gone. Go on, believe her when she tells you nothing's wrong.
Eskridge, and I'll tell you what, I remember when that song first came out, Kyle, a lot of people were kind of confused by what was going on, but I wasn't listening to the message, I was listening to the beat, and my God, that thing just rocks on.
It really does. It's got a great feel to it. Melissa Etheridge, the real deal. That's for darn sure. She's a great musician, a great songwriter, and that's a great song.
Yep, yep, and yep. Okay, well, let me take a look on over here at this weather thing. I'm going to read a little statement and give it to you. Locally heavy to excessive rainfall is possible in parts of the southwest over the weekend, mainly Arizona, New Mexico. Also, cold air, really cold air, coldest air of the season so far, will filter into the eastern half of the U.S. as well as straight across the country, from about Colorado and Wyoming all the way to almost the East Coast. And we're talking about some really chilly temperatures. So, Kyle, take it. And by the way, we also have a hurricane coming down in the southern Caribbean. Down is probably going to come in on the Pacific side of Mexico into Mexico. So I don't think it's going to mean too much for any American interests. But anyway, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, yes, some Game of Thrones fans out there might appreciate the idea that winter is coming, and that's where those cold temperatures are coming from right now. So, yes, we are going to head into that as we head into the latter part of the year. So we'll keep you apprised of that. Well, also, Captain, we're still getting some reports of dust storms. So this is going to be in Southern California, mostly San Diego County, so we still had a warning for that. Hopefully they're starting to dissipate. It was down near El Centro, I believe, about 24 hours ago. So be careful if you're coming into the Southern California area in the lower deserts and so forth, down near the Mexico border especially. But other than that, we've got yesterday morning, we had fog around Cheyenne. But right now we've got a frost advisory. These are those cold temperatures you're talking about that's creeping into eastern Wyoming in the southern part there, but also we're looking at some dense fog out around Laramie on I-80 along with the frost advisory, so be careful of that, be aware of that. In terms of the rain you were just mentioning, we've got rain around Albuquerque. This is going to be a little bit east of Albuquerque near Edgewood as you head out I-40. That's going to stay with you a little before Santa Rosa as you travel eastward, and then going down I-25 near Socorro, you've got rain coming across the interstate. That's going to be with you all the way down to almost about Hatch, and then you also are going to have rain coming across the road on I-10 out near Deming right now. That's going to stretch north and south, and of course down over the Mexican border as well. So you want to be careful, and just to round it out, a little bit of rain south of Santa Fe right now, so be careful out there.
Well, all we need is snow, and we'd have the perfect weekend from about Wyoming and northeastern Colorado all the way across not only I-70 but I-80 to the East Coast and parts of I-94 and parts of I-92 starting up around Minnesota and Wisconsin. Now, we've got some really cold freezing temperatures below 32 degrees into the 20s, into the teens in some places, coming for parts of South Dakota, parts of Nebraska, parts of Iowa, southern part of Minnesota, southern half of Wisconsin, northern half of Illinois, northern parts of Missouri, and Kansas and Detroit, Michigan, and along the Eastern Lake, and over there, our friends at AM 660, our affiliate over that way, we're going to get really chilly tonight, and it's going to drift on down into Ohio, down through Toledo, almost all the way down to Dayton and a little bit beyond there. We've got frost warnings for the rest of Ohio, the rest of Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, gee whiz, North Carolina, in the mountains of North Carolina, also coming across up into New England, not to be outdone, Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine, frost advisories up there. However, there's some areas where that could get colder yet. So we'll see. Now, we've got fog tonight because of the difference between the warm water and the cold, of course, Chesapeake Bay on down around Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. And we've got a little bit of a disturbance right now off Pensacola and Mobile, where there's some thunderstorms have been coming through there, pretty much developing off the Gulf coming in. But we do have this situation with Tropical Storm Julia. Did you hear about it, Kyle?
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Tropical Storm Julia is going to be a hurricane by today. It will be a hurricane by today. And it's going to take a path that's going to bring it across the southern part of the Yucatan and have it over pretty much skirting the Pacific coastline with Mexico. And then it looks like it might take a little bit of an angle into Mexico, into the mountains there. I don't know what's going to happen for sure, but it is possible this could come back out again in the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico, and who knows what's going to happen then. But it all depends on what happens when it intertwines with those mountains in Mexico.
That's right, yes.
Yep. So, hurricane force winds, a dangerous storm surge, are expected in areas where the cone of the system and the core of the system crosses the islands and moves onshore down to Nicaragua, because it's coming in by way of Nicaragua and then working its way into Old Mexico.
That's right.
Okay. So, tell us, Mr. Kyle, about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, friends, if you want to start saving 10 cents a gallon between now and October 31st, head on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And you can sign up for the My Rewards Plus app. As soon as you become a My Rewards Plus member, you can start saving 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. Also, Driver Appreciation Month has been extended all throughout October, and that means if you're a member of the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to get special offers, 3 free drinks every week. You're going to earn up to 5 points per gallon, and you're going to get other great offers as well for Driver Appreciation Month. So go over to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find the location nearest you, pilotflyingj.com.
Did you say that we were going to get, well, how? Three free drinks a week?
3 free drinks every week.
You know something?
Right.
You won't be able to keep Eric out of there now. All right, Kyle. I'll see you on the flip side of the Rod Edwards segment, so I'll be back with you. In the meantime, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I will be back with more Rod Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, coming up here after the break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.